Hello, and welcome to another very short, quick Connecting Consciousness update. It's the 20th, it's a Friday, and quite a few people have written in asking if I would be okay to do sort of a regular update, perhaps every day for 5 minutes. I'm really happy to do that if that's what you'd like. If you feel that would be useful, then I'm quite happy, to do that. So I really wanted just to sort of bring the latest news up to date. It's important that you try and pick as much news up from as many people as you can. But if you are going to listen to my podcasts, please also check the website to read the updates, because I'll do a podcast and then 3 minutes later, an hour later, there's new information coming in to me, and I can't keep doing podcasts, so I would just put them on the update side of the website, simonparks.org. So please go to that for your additional updates. I first of all want to thank those of you who have written in and said that they've had family and friends who've disbelieved what I and many people have been saying. Put away some stores, put some tins of food away. If you've got pets, put food away for them. Be ready for some sort of financial situation. Certainly, there will be shortages of food in the supermarkets. And if you look back at what I've said over the last 5, 6 years, now I did not see the virus coming, that's a fact, but I did see a financial situation, and I did see a time when there wouldn't be food for a short period in the supermarkets, and that's precisely where we're at now. So all of those of you who've written in to me, and there's been quite a few who've said that they listened to me over the years, excuse me, or particularly since January, and they took the advice and went out and bought some extra stores, and they're thankful because they listened and they acted. And of course, their family and friends who thought that this paradigm would just carry on, they're sort of running around like headless chickens now, because there's very little in the supermarkets. They didn't prepare for it, and that's a financial thing, but they didn't prepare for it emotionally. So I'm just gonna let the cat in because it's screaming and shouting. What is it? What is it? Come in. Come on. Come in. No, let her in, because I'm doing this. So this is the one that was creating all the noise. This is Ingomare. Say hello. What a noise. Did you want to come in and have your 30 seconds? There you are. So it's not just about did people listen and did they prepare. It's about the emotional side. I and many others and many of you have been ready for this moment for years. So when it happened, it's okay, it's here, and this, we've planned for it. So there's that. On the news side, on the updates, written updates, had said that we were expecting the Prime Minister Boris Johnson of UK to make a statement either on the Thursday, yesterday, or today, Friday. And I wasn't referring to the normal ministerial statement, something a bit special. And but we didn't quite know when that was coming. Well, obviously the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, pulled rank, and so she knocked him off the top slot, and she did the, the wartime speech last night. We've got to pull together, etc., etc. Which makes perfect sense, because she's not supposed to be part of the government. So she's going to give the pep talk, and then tonight, I would imagine, or Saturday, the Prime Minister's going to come out and say some pretty tough stuff. It's normally referred to a special committee. I think that the problem they've got, and I did put this on the website, was that there's a disagreement between the military members of that committee and the Prime Minister himself, because the military want a, I'll say, a full lockdown, but they want partial lockdown, partial martial law in London. They actually wanted to restrict the public using public transport, and even to go so far as not being able to leave London. Prime Minister's not having any of that at the moment. He says that that's what you'd get under a communist or a fascist government. He doesn't want to do that. The difficulty that they have is that they wish to try and catch these evil people who have been on the list for a very long time. And if you lock a city down, it's very difficult for those people to get out of the city and then go to ground, but very difficult to get out. So I'm not quite sure what's happening. I did put a message out yesterday that the Special Air Service, the SAS, who are based in Hereford, were put on active standby. And it's my understanding that this is the type of team that would be going after some high profile targets. I don't mean to kill them, I mean to arrest them. I haven't got a list of the names of the high profile targets, but I understand that many of them are in the London and Home Counties area. So that is why they're looking at a lockdown. You could ask the question, well, why haven't they done a runner? Why haven't they left? Because if they know this is coming. And the point is that these black hats, they're in a command structure and they cannot leave their post on pain of death until they get the authority to do so. And so far, their chain of command is telling them to dig in, stay tight. They may not be identified, and the white hats won't have the guts to do anything about it. They think it's all a big bluff. So we'll wait to see what that's happening. In terms of the situation, it's always going to be London. I've talked a lot about London the last 5-6 years, how the M25 was built around London in a circular fashion. It's not just a ring road, it's a lot more. And we've got our first whistleblowers, our first leaked info coming from the London borough of Lewisham, where I used to live. I used to live in Lewisham for 5, 6, 7 years. And we're getting information there that the major hospital, which is the Lewisham and Woolwich University Hospital Trust, isn't coping. Prime Minister's told everyone, if you've got the virus, stay at home. That's not in the British psyche. That's not our culture. And I understand that that Lewisham Hospital has had to transfer patients very seriously ill with the virus to other hospitals. And it rather makes a mockery of the lie that's being released about how many people have got the virus in London or the country, because I understand that Lewisham Hospital is having to ventilate people very, very seriously ill with the virus, and they did at capacity point. In fact, they had so many, it was reminiscent of the Chinese situation. There were patients in corridors receiving oxygen. If you didn't know that the virus attacks your lungs, you could get fibrosis and reduces your ability to consume oxygen by 50%. So having oxygen is a very good thing to have. So that's a situation, and that is why London will always be the focal point. So any martial law or partial martial law will always come in London first. So please, if you're a connecting if you're a connecting consciousness member, be alert to this. I've been out about a little bit, and I'm just amazed at how blasé people are about it. They're just not taking it seriously. I go out, I have my disposable gloves. I don't need a mask at the moment because I'm not getting that close to people, but I have the gloves and I have the antibacterial gel, and I go to put some fuel gas in the car. I make sure I've got my plastic gloves on. When I pay by card, I've got my gloves on. I don't care what people think of me. I know what this is. It's a biological weapon. This isn't some nonsense about it's all created in the mind, or it's all created here, there and everywhere, and that if you think love and light and positively, it won't hit you. I've tried to explain that we are in biological bodies, and there are plenty of very, very spiritual people who got a cold last year. So it's okay to get the cold, but it's not okay to get the virus because you're too spiritual. The reality is, it doesn't matter how spiritual you are, you still must not take risks. If you've increased your vibration, then your chances of catching it are reduced. But I will never, ever sit here and say to you, all of those of you who are spiritual, go out, you're perfectly all right. That would be very, very foolish of me. So I am warning everybody, even those of you who believe you are ascending masters, don't go out and take risks, because it will strike you down, because you have a physical body. And we have a contract on this planet. We exist within a physical body. Therefore, you can be stung by a bee or you can catch a virus. And I don't want people to live in fear, but at the same time, I don't want nonsense. Now, what's interestingly happening is as the factories are closing down and people are coming out, how quickly the natural Gaia is returning to normal. We've had reports of swans making their way up what were dirty, filthy canals or waterways. People reporting the air is better, the pollution levels are dropping. It's very interesting how quickly Mother Earth can return, just in a matter of days or weeks. Now that's interesting. So the situation we've got is we're waiting for a some announcement to let us know what is going to happen with London. That's really important because if people follow the guidelines, the martial law will be much more relaxed. Okay, that's that side of it. I am hearing some reasonably credible information that we may lose our mobile phone network, cell phone network at some point, and we may lose the internet. The time that I've been given is between 5 days and 10 days. But I understand they're not going to take down the traditional phone lines, what we would call the landline. So if you have a traditional landline and a phone, make sure that those you care about have got your landline number, because if the cell phone network goes down, at least you've got that. And I want to do these podcasts, if that's what you'd like, on a regular basis, as long as we're allowed to do so, as long as the social media, as long as the internet is up and running, then and if that's what you'd like, then I'll do that. I do pass my information across as quickly as I can, but I do pass it to Andy, and Andy posts it. Now, sometimes Andy has got other stuff, so there is a delay. So I might say something at 2 o'clock and it might not come out till 3 or 4. That's just unfortunately occasionally what happens. Apart from that, at the moment we're just waiting to see what the next move is. The next move is from them, from the government. Remember that ultimately Boris Johnson and President Trump are incredibly close, and the City of London has always held a number of rather evil people. And those evil people are still embedded, they're still in position. And I understand that, there is going to be an effort to take these people out. What's happened is that agents from the US have come over. They've briefed British teams. They're not coming over with their own teams. I want to explicitly make that clear. They're briefing British teams who they trust and they've worked with. And then those British teams with that embedded white hat agent will go out to locations to see if they can identify these people. It's not going to be done with the BBC filming it. It's all going to be done quiet because that's the way they've decided. They don't want to listen to people like me, who's been wanting it, full in the face. I want a court case. I want everything. No, Simon, we're not going to do that. Fair enough. They're not going to do it. Can't change their viewpoint. Thank you to everybody who sent me photographs of British tanks moving late at night through certain parts of the country. You're absolutely correct. And those people who earlier in the week were saying, it's normal to have military vehicles moving up and down the road and don't get excited about it. You're wrong. It is usual on motorways occasionally to have transportation, but the pictures I've been shown have been armored vehicles moving between midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, deliberately to minimize the chance of the media getting hold of it. And the pictures I've got, the pictures that people have just put their phone out the window and taken a picture, and come the daylight, there's no sign, there's nothing. So they're moving military assets around to key locations at night time as the least chance of being spotted. And those of you who remembered when I had my old car broke down, thank you for those of you who sent some donations to get the old thing up and running. I much appreciate that. And remember, I said that the M1 was closed in both directions and a whole military convoy. The number of people who wrote in and said, "Oh, no big deal, that's normal." Even though I'd said that my own experience with the military, these were hospital units, these were medical units being moved from the south to the north. So even when that happened, they were already moving material and equipment. There are a lot of people who are either in denial or a lot of people who say, oh, it's all panic. The truth is unfolding before us. And, while we don't want panic and fear, what we do want is reacting, preparing, and being strong. And that's why it's important. So every member of Connecting Consciousness should at least try and make a contact with somebody else while we've got a channel of communications. Share information, see how you can help people. But ultimately, this is what we've prepared for. This, and I don't just mean financially, because many of us couldn't prepare financially, but I'm talking about emotionally, strength-wise. This has got to play out. This is part of 2020. This is part of the choice of the decision. So don't see it as a great apocalypse or a disaster. I keep making jokes to people about zombie horror movies. That's not what this is. This is another test, another part of the reality that is occurring. And we've known about this, not entirely, but we guessed it was coming. We felt sure in many ways it was coming. So here it is. Be strong, see it through, and actually, what's going to come out the other end is going to be even better. So if you like, I'll do these regularly. Until such time as they come and arrest me, or shut the door in, or turn the power off, or what have you. But I'm happy to do it, and I'm happy to keep passing my information as long as I'm able. All right, listen, take care, speak to you all soon.